What are they talking about? Well, this guy is a marathon runner. He's going to run the Boston Marathon today. It says he'll not think about the virus inside of him that is so far little more than an abstraction in an otherwise healthy life. It says Munoz, 34, is running marathons sporadically before finding out that he was infected with HIV. Since then, hard running has become his obsession and possibly his best friend in his fight against the onset of AIDS. It says he doesn't talk about death and dying. He talks about the next race. Last year, Munoz set a goal of racing in one marathon a month, and then he completed a punishing 14 races all over the country. Most were under the three-hour mark. This year, Munoz's itinerary has a different twist, 8 marathons ending with his 50th in Hawaii. Munoz has smiled patiently through the warnings that his hobby, perhaps, is not the best course for someone with HIV. He knows that people concluded from Magic Johnson's retirement that athletics and AIDS virus don't mix. But Munoz says he has watched too many infected friends succumb to what he calls, quote, death sentence mentality, also known as certainty in a negative context. You always have to have something to look forward to, Munoz said. If you rid yourself of that habit, you're asking for it. Munoz's physician, Steve Knight, credits his patient's rugged training with helping him to stay healthy. Knight said that the running, besides offering him physical benefits, is an important emotional weapon in treating the human immunodeficiency virus. Munoz says that he's never felt better, especially since shedding 30 pounds over the past 2 years with a vegetarian diet. His times have dropped with his weight, and he said he plans to keep running for as long as possible. Interesting. Here's a classic example of how someone got very certain in a very different way from the same information. Just to give you a perspective, people are so afraid of this thing called AIDS, but there are many researchers right now that are questioning whether or not it is a single disease or whether or not, in fact, this is multiple diseases that we're now covering with one title. We just recently changed the definition again. It used to be that you had to have HIV. Then it became you had to have the antibodies to HIV because lots of people with AIDS don't have HIV in their body. They can't detect it. That makes it kind of tough. So now they look for antibodies. Antibodies usually show that you're healthy. If you have a disease, you got antibodies, it shows your body's immune system is working. Every infectious disease up until now. But what's interesting is suddenly we have a new way of defining it. And the newest definition is if you have any one of a series of other diseases that used to be known under other titles, they're all called AIDS now. Various cancers, cervical cancers, and one of the descriptions is because now what happens is if it's qualified as AIDS, there's funding for it. So, for example, for a woman with cervical cancer, one of the things that's now being pushed is to make sure that that's considered to be another AIDS symptom. I'll give you a classic example. The number one AIDS symptom, the symptom that basically was the basis of creating the whole concept of AIDS, was Kaposi's sarcoma. One of the original doctors to work in this area is from New York University's medical center. His name is Dr. Alvin Friedman Kine. He was one of the first physicians to associate Kaposi's sarcoma with AIDS, and he now states that since the initial determination of this cancer as the definitive symptom of AIDS, there's a growing number of men with Kaposi's sarcoma who have no HIV infection. The CDC now concurs with him. And what Dr. Friedman Kine also states now is that at least a small portion of people who've been diagnosed with AIDS because they have the cancer may not have AIDS at all. Now, we're seeing this starting to happen with researchers all over the country. You read their research for people like Dr. Duesberg. This is a gentleman from Berkeley who is a member of the American Academy of Sciences. He's one of the first researchers to identify retroviruses, of which HIV is the basis. Duesberg was a pioneer in cancer gene research, and he was one of the first to map the genetic structure of retroviruses. So this is his whole expertise. He now flatly says HIV is not the cause of AIDS and could not be. I'll give you some quotes. Quote, the AIDS virus will turn out to be the most colossal mistake in medical history.